Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adhikadadhar Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, 5th chapter, 6 to 9 verses. Before we hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today, 24th October. Renunciation is required, but when one makes further progress after renunciation towards spiritual life and enter into the pastimes of Krishna, then things become perfect. October 24th, 1969, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Adhikadadhar Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your association on this auspicious day of Ekadasi, and also Kartiki starting for some people do from Ekadasi. So very, very nice to hear from you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I now hand over the call.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Vinita Gandhareka Mataji. My gratitude to all the assembled devotees. Thank you. Let us begin our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya, the disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And today we are reading from the Madhya Khanda, chapter 5. This chapter is entitled Lord Nityananda Prabhu's Vyas Puja Ceremony and His Darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Six-Armed Form. We are going to read from verse 6 to verse 9. Let us begin with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Guruvagya Shirasi Dhritva Shaktyavesha Swarupine Hare Krishnaeti Mantrena Paschatya Prachatarine Gaura Shri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishevine Radha Krishna Padambojau Bringaya Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida, Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute, Namaste Gauravani, Shri Murtaye Dinatarine, Rupanuga Virudha, Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine, Namo Gaura Kishoraya, Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, Vipralambha Rasambodhe, Padambujaya Te Namaha, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine, Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikakanta Radhakanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Krishna Premamai Radha Radha Premamayo Hari Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Katirvama Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwara Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Katirvama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, Chapter 5, Text 6. In the previous verses, we are seeing how all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were overwhelmed discussing Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna, in the association of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who has come to Navadvip. Then, what happens? Hase Prabhu Nityananda Chari Dike Dekhi Vahaye Ananda Dhara Sabakara Anki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu smiled. Hase Prabhu Nityananda, as he looked around. Chari Dike Dekhi. Nityananda Prabhu smiled as he looked at all the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur. All the devotees are there doing kirtan. And Vahaye Ananda Dhara Sabakar Akhi. Tears of love flowed from everyone's eyes. Whoever Nityananda Prabhu looked and smiled at, tears of love were flowing from their eyes. This is the effect of Nityananda Prabhu. Text 7. Dekhiya Ananda Mahaprabhu Vishwambhar Nityananda Prati Kichu Karila Uttar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Vishwambhar, saw this ecstatic scene, Dekhiya Ananda, Mahaprabhu Vishwambhar, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw what Nityananda Prabhu is doing to all the devotees, just by glancing at them, smiling at them, he is making tears of love, pranay ashru, flow from their eyes. Nityananda prati kichu karila uttar. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nityananda Prabhu and spoke something to him. Text 8. Shuna shuna Nityananda Shripada Gosai Vyasa Puja Tomaraha Ibeko Nathai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Sri Nityananda Prabhu and asks him, O Shripad Nityananda Gosai, just see how respectfully Mahaprabhu is addressing Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Shripad Nityananda Gosai, please hear me. Shuna Shuna, please kindly hear me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Vyasa Puja Tomara Haibe Kona Thai. Where should we hold your Vyasa Puja ceremony? Anyone who can make others cry in love for Krishna is fit to become Guru. Anyone who is discussing Krishna Katha with the devotees and making them cry in ecstasy is a Guru. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Actually, let me read verse number 9 and then we'll come to the purport because the purport is long. So in verse number 8, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Sri Shripad Nityananda Gosai, where should we hold your Vyasa Puja ceremony? Which place should we hold it at? Text 9, last verse. Kali haibe Purnamasi Vyasera Pujan Apane Bhujiya Bala Jarelayaman. Tomorrow is the full moon day when Sri Vyas is worshipped. Next day was Vyas Purnima. So consider and inform us what is to be done. Would you like us to have your Vyas Puja tomorrow? Just inform us. Let us know what you think. But tomorrow is Purnima. It is Vyasa Purnima. Vyasera Pujan Purnima. You want us to have your Vyasa Puja tomorrow? You please think about it and let us know. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested. Now let's come back to the purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is writing, introductory knowledge of the absolute truth, Vrajendra Nandan, who is the predominating deity of the Samvit potency, is called Ved. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is giving us the definition of Veda. What is Veda? Introductory knowledge of Krishna is called Veda. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj many times writes long sentences, and it is possible for less intelligent people like us to get lost. Now look at this sentence. Introductory knowledge of the absolute truth, Vrajendra Nandan, who is the predominant deity of the Samvit potency, is called Ved. So one may get little lost. So I will tell you a simple way how to make it simple. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada introduces a subject and then describes it and then goes on to say what he wants to say. So you skip the middle part. Take the subject that is introduced and then go to what Prabhupada is saying. So introductory knowledge of the absolute truth is called Veda. Okay, simple. Now, what is absolute truth? That is described in the middle of the sentence. Absolute truth is Vajendra Nandan, Krishna. Krishna is absolute truth. And Krishna is also the predominant deity of Samvit. Remember, Samvit Krishna, Ladini Radha, and Sandhini Balram. So this is how you split the sentence. See where the connection is going, then the sentence has become little easier to understand. Because we are Kali Yuga brain, difficult. Then I'm going to similarly break down the purport, not going to read the whole purport, but I'm going to break down the purport so that we can get the essence. In the second sentence, the essence is the marginal potency has spiritual characteristics. So there are three shaktis. There is Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti and Marginal Shakti. The internal potency is purely spiritual. It is Krishna's Chit Shakti, Swarupa Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti is material, made up of the 8 things. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. That is all external potency. And 3 modes of material nature. The marginal potency is the Jiva. And Saraswati Thakur is saying the Jiva, the marginal potency, has spiritual characteristics, not material characteristics. So there is spiritual nature, Swarupa Shakti, internal potency. There is material nature, Bahiranga Shakti, marginal potency. Sorry, Bahiranga Shakti, external potency, which is material. In between is the marginal potency. Now the question is, marginal potency is here towards external or it's towards internal? Internal. But the problem is, because it is marginal, it's on the cut, sometimes it identifies with the external. That's where the conditioned state of the Jiva comes. When the Jiva identifies with the Swarupa Shakti, that same Jiva is liberated. Internal potency, spiritual potency, external potency, material potency. In middle is the marginal potency. Marginal potency takes shelter of the internal potency, liberated soul. Marginal potency takes shelter of external potency, conditioned soul. Because it has spiritual characteristics, it should take shelter of the internal potency, Prabhupada is saying. The Lord, who is the personification of knowledge, takes the form of sound and manifests as Vedic literature. Krishna takes the form of sound and becomes Veda, Vedic literature. Then we go a little bit down. Shri Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadev divided the Veda into 3 parts. Now, Atharva is included in this, so it's not counted separately. It's included in the 3 Vedas. So Srila Vyasadev divided the Veda, the one body of literature, which is Krishna, who has manifested as literature. When Krishna manifests as knowledge, it is called Veda. Clearly we saw. Krishna takes the form of sound, Shabda Brahma, is called Vedic literature. This Vedic literature was divided by Srila Vyasadeva into 3 parts, Rigveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda. All the Upanishads are included in that. But these 3 Vedas, Rigveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, they entangle materialistic persons in Karma Kand. Because in Veda, lot of Karma Kandi descriptions are there. Putra chahiye to aisa karo. You want a son, you do this puja. You want wealth, you do this. You want good health, you do this. So all these things, they bind the materialistic person and creates illusions in their understanding of the actual purport of Vedas. So a Karmi will think that Vedas are talking about how to live comfortably in this world. Follow Vedas, so you will have health, wealth, happiness, like that. So this is what happens to the Karmis by reading the Vedas. Now let's see what happens to the impersonalists. Since the impersonalists do not accept eternality of distinctions such as great and small, they are unable to accept Srila Vyasadeva as spiritual master. Now, impersonalists, they are looking for liberation. Karmis are looking for enjoyment in this world. Impersonalists are looking for liberation, so they will read Karma Kanda in Veda. Aray, what is this? Vedas are describing about getting a child, getting money, getting good health, but these are all temporary things. Mm. So they cannot have respect for Vyasdeva. Saraswati Thakur is saying, they are unable to accept Srila Vyasdeva's spiritual master because they are Mukti Kami, and when they read Karma Kandi description given by Vyasdeva in Vedas, they lose respect for Vyasdeva. Now what to do? But they cannot disrespect Vyasdeva. Well, everything Vyasdeva has given, Upanishad also Vyasdeva has given. So what do? They therefore forcibly consider Vyasdeva the propounder of their ignorance. So they propound a philosophy what they want to follow. That actually all the Vedas are talking about Brahman, all the Vedas are talking about liberation. Liberation is the ultimate aim of all the Vedas. Such a wrong meaning they interpret and they say Vyasdeva is saying this. They will twist Vyasdeva's words and they will explain the Vedas how they want. Saraswati Thakur is saying. Because they have lost respect for Vyasdeva, they will do this. They will not do it as it is. Being unable to understand the actual intention of Srila Vyasadeva, those covered Buddhists, who are also a type of Mayavadis only, Buddhists who claim that the Supreme Lord is a product of matter, they say that the Supreme Power, Brahman, takes the material form of Krishna, takes the material form of Ram in different yugas for some purpose, to establish dharma, to protect the pious, to punish the impious. He comes and takes forms. But actually that form is temporary. So there is no need to worship that form. When they say like this, what happens? So one type of impersonalist, one type of Mayavadis are Buddhists. They claim that the Supreme Lord is a product of matter. Supreme Lord is a product of matter. Krishna's body is material. What happens? They are bereft of service to Krishna. They consider themselves Brahman. Oh, we are Brahman. The Supreme Brahman sometimes takes form as Ram, Krishna, ityadi, but they are not spiritual forms. Then what happens? By doing this, their philosophy is depriving them of seva to Krishna, seva to Ram. Today's Dashera, Ram Vijayotsav. They are bereft of service. They are bereft of service to Krishna. And they consider themselves Brahman. Further down, it is said that the Vedas state that the very moment one develops detachment, one will retire from material enjoyment and achieve a taste for the service of the Lord. Because service of the Lord is a higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. Vishaya vinivartante nirharasya dehina. So when we lose taste for material things because of developing higher taste, that is called detachment. And then as soon as detachment comes, one will retire from material activities. One will stop doing material activities. Somebody was addicted to eating pan or drinking alcohol or tea, coffee. Once you taste Charanamrit, once you develop a taste for Krishna Prasad, then you give all that gutka, all those things up. It's very natural as one develops taste for Krishna's service. In this regard, there is no consideration of proper or improper time. When we develop taste for Krishna's service, there is no consideration for proper and improper time. I have heard from my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj, that in the lecture entitled The Glories of Purushottam Mass, it's there on ISKCON Desiretary and YouTube, this lecture. Maharaj says that actually the potency, so sometimes you say that chanting on Ekadashi is 1,000 times more powerful. Then chanting in Kartik is even more powerful. And chanting in Purushottam is 1,000 times more than Kartik. So Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj is saying that the potency of Kartik, the potency of Purushottam month, the potency of Ekadashi is available every day, every moment. It is available every day, every moment. Any time we want, we can access the potency of Purushottam mass or Kartik mass. We don't have to wait for Kartik. We don't have to wait for Purushottam mass. It depends on our Sharanagati. Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj says, Gajendra did not wait for Purushottam mass. Okay, let the Purushottam month come, then I will offer my prayers in Purushottam mass or in Kartik mass, or I will offer it on Ekadashi. It counted. His prayers counted because he was surrendered. Maharaj says these tithis exist to give us encouragement. That, okay, you are not doing any austerities. Okay, now Purushottam mass is there. Now do austerities. Okay, you are just gratifying your senses. Now Kartik month is coming. Now 1 month you sleep on the floor. So these months give us inspiration. But actually the mercy of Kartik mass, the mercy of Purushottam mass, the mercy of Ekadashi is available every day. One doesn't have to wait for Ekadashi. Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing here that for the service of Krishna, there is no proper time and there is no improper time. Every time is proper time. Every time is perfect time. Every time is the right time to surrender. So like that. So sometimes devotees say, should we observe Kartik from Ekadashi or should we observe from Sharad Purnima? A devotee has lavalyam, greed. So if we can do maximum, we'll start on Ekadashi and end on Purnima. We get few extra days of Kartik. Because in our Baddha Avastha, in our conditioned state, we need these Diwali sale, Thanksgiving sale. We need this. Otherwise, we'll not do. We'll say, it's just another day. Actually, no day is just another day. It depends on our intensity. Divrana Bhakti Yogena. Did Parishit Maharaj say, wait, Sringi. Can you postpone your curse till Kartik or till Purushottam Mass? No. If life is a lemon, once Ladini Mataji in New Vrindavan, so many years she served alone Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And she used to make 6 offerings every day. One was a milk offering, one was a fruit offering, and 4 were cooked bhogas. So in the evening, she used to make the fruit offering. So one day there was no fruit. There was only lemon. One lemon also. Only one lemon was there. There was nothing available for her to offer to Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So she sliced the lemon into 2 halves. One half she peeled. So just the pulp of the lemon was there. And she sprinkled lots of sugar on it. So Krishna can eat like that. Just lemon with sprinkled sugar. She didn't even have honey or anything else. And the other half, she squeezed in water and put sugar and salt and made a nice lemonade. So she offered a glass of lemonade. She offered a piece of lemon pulp with sugar sprinkled on it. And just offered that. So if life is a lemon, you make the best of it. Offer it to Krishna in the best possible way. So we don't have to wait for the opportune time. We don't have to necessarily wait for any avoid any inauspicious time. Anytime we can call out to Krishna, anytime we can surrender to Krishna. There is no restriction. But still, we honor these festivals, Gaur Purnima. Actually, Maharaj was saying that in many temples in Vrindavan, during Purushottam Mass, every day you can celebrate any festival. Any day you can choose, and so today we are celebrating Janmashtami. Today we are celebrating Radhashtami. And that tithi will manifest. So the point is, any time is right time to surrender to Krishna. And if we have full surrender, we have full sincerity, then all the auspicious tithis will be there for us. We will not be deprived of the benefit of any auspicious tithi. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, na, in the 8th chapter, that a yogi has to wait for the Uttarayan, has to pass away in the daytime, not at night time. All those things are there for a yogi. But in the last verse, Krishna says, but a devotee is not bereft of the benefit of all these auspicious tithis. Everything is there for Krishna. Because for a devotee, Krishna is there. And where Krishna is there, everything is mangal. Mangalam mangale bhyopi. Hare Ram eva kevalam. So like that. So Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, in this regard, there is no consideration of proper or improper time. Desh kal niyam nai. Sarva siddhi hai. Thai deshvite. As soon as the living entity's material enjoyment is vanquished, he approaches Acharya and takes shelter of his lotus feet. When one gets detachment, one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Guru. Which means until and unless we are materially detached, we cannot properly take shelter of Guru. If we are attached to money, we can actually even find faults in Guru. Because our attachment is not to guru, our attachment is to money and things that money can buy. Example, once a devotee bought very, very expensive, high quality imported bananas for his Gurudev and gifted it to the Gurudev. You know who I'm talking about. And Gurudev gave it to the monkeys. So this devotee had little dosh buddhi in Guru. Maybe Guru doesn't understand kitna expensive bananas laya hum, special bananas. He told Gurudev, ye bananas mat do bandaro ko. These are very expensive imported bananas. Very difficult to get. Milte nahi kisi ko khane ko. Aapko laya hai. This happens when we have material attachments. Because that person thought money is important. What money can buy, nothing can buy. So he's calculating his guru's activities also based on the parameter of money. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj says, three types of people will never get mercy of Mahaprabhu. We just chanted, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tuse Namaha. He's Mahavadanyaya. And he's doing Krishna Prem, he's giving away. Atyanda Durlabha Kori Bare Dan. Atyanda Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dan. He's giving in charity very, very rare Krishna Prem. But Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says three types of people will never get Krishna Prem. And these are kapati people. Three types of crooked people will not get Mahaprabhu's mercy. First is Dhana Kapat, Dhana Kapati. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says Dhana Kapati will not get. Dhana Kapati people are people who have dhan, they have money, but they will not donate. You go to them for Janmashtami donation, they have money, but they'll say, sorry, it's not possible for me. Dhan kapati. They have dhan, but they are kapati with their dhan. They will say, I don't have. They have, but they'll say, I cannot give. Sorry, I don't have. Abhi thoda bahut kharcha ho gaya, abhi thoda tight situation hai. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, dhan kapati people will never get Mahaprabhu's mercy. Be careful of dhan kapatya. Don't be dhana kapati. Everything belongs to Krishna. So dhan kapati people are people who have money but don't donate. They will not get Mahaprabhu's mercy. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, I can show you. I have the book also. In the book, Worship of Sri Guru, there's a chapter, three crooked men. Three crooked men who don't get Namo Mahavadanyaya's mercy, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says. He's Gaur Premijan, he knows. Who gets, who does not get? His Guru. Guru knows. Those who are dhan kapati, they will not get Mahaprabhu's mercy. Second is bal kapati. Bal kapati. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, bal kapati are crooked people who have bal. They have physical strength, but they will not dance. Aise baithe rahenge, thake. Tum log karo dance. They have strength, but they will not chant. अभी थक गए अभी अभी कल कर लेंगे. इफ देर इज अ टेररिस्ट हु एंटर्स द हाउस विद अ मशीन गन, विल यू से अभी थक गया अभी जान दो? उठ के भागोगे ना? बल है, यू हैव स्ट्रेंथ, बट दे से वी डोंट हैव स्ट्रेंथ फॉर भजन. व्हेन इट कम्स टू भजन, दे से थक गए अभी. संडे फिर चलो, अरे नहीं अब बहुत दूर है मंदिर, थक गए अभी, आज थक गए प्रभु जी आज. Sadhu has come in town. Chalo, there is a satsang. Are nahi, tired, it's too far. Have program close to the house, then we'll come. Chha. Shopping karne ke they'll go to Decaf Farmers Market, which is 45 minutes drive. Because paisa bachta hai. Achha milta hai. You get good vegetables, good fruits. That time they will not compromise. But for Harikatha, they will compromise. Bahut dur hai. Thak gaye. Bal kapat. They have the strength to do it, but they will not do bhajan. Bal kapati people will not get. Don't say, I'm tired. Say, I don't have interest. Be honest. Don't be kapati. Kapati means what? You have the strength, but you will not do. You will not say, I have a strength to chant. I don't have strength to chant extra round. Be thagya. And you lie on bed and for 15, 20 minutes, you'll be watching something on the iPhone, news or something. That means you have the strength. You are not sleepy. Sleepy means chanting karte karte so jao, gir jao. That is called bal kapati. You have strength, but you make a claim, I don't have strength. I cannot come for, I cannot dance, I am tired, I cannot chant, I cannot do kirtan, I cannot sing, I cannot sit in harikatha. That is called bal kapati. They will not get Mahaprabhu's mercy. And third kapati people, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, are prem kapati. Prem kapati. They don't have prem for Krishna, but they will come across, they will present themselves as if they are very bhavuk, as if they are lot of prem. They will somehow, when they're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare, they will make faces or somehow with their gestures in public. They will not chant like that when they're alone. So they are sitting like this in Harikatha. As soon as the camera turns towards them, live recording, when the camera moves away, camera comes. Or when the speaker looks at them, then suddenly, like this, to show the speaker that we are attentive. Speaker is looking elsewhere. This is called prem kapati. They are showing that they have prem for katha, they have prem for Krishna, they are more advanced. But actually they are not. They are just showing it so that they get respect. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, a prem kapati person will not get Krishna prem, will not get Gaura prem, unless and until they give up these three types of kapat. Dhan kapati, bal kapati, and prem kapati. And they take shelter of a guru. They do actual guru puja, Vyas puja, topic for today. Unless they take shelter of a guru, giving up their kapatiness means you go to the guru, you go in front of the Vaishnavas and you say that I don't have any taste for Harinam. I don't have any taste for Harikatha. That's why I'm not chanting. It's not that I don't have time for 64 rounds. I don't have taste for 64 rounds. Say, be honest at least. If not, then you're kapati. Bal kapati, dhan kapati, and then prem kapati. Hide your bhav. Hide your bhakti. Don't show others so that they will respect. Give respect. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, until and unless we give up these three things, we will not be recipients of Mahaprabhu's mercy. And to become nishkapat means to not do these three things. To be nishkapat. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj says, Mahaprabhu is patit pavan, but not kapat pavan. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada says that taking shelter at the lotus feet of an acharya in this way, becoming nishkapat and taking shelter, is the real meaning of Vyas Puja. Further down, the most suitable day for accepting sannyas is Purnima, the full moon day. Mahaprabhu says, Saraswati Thakur says. That is why Vyas Puja is generally celebrated on the full moon day of Ashad, which is considered the appearance day of the spiritual master. The servants of Sri Gaudiya Math observe Sri Vyas Puja every year on the fifth day of the waning moon in the month of Magh, Jan, Feb, as a sign of respect. His own appearance. Saraswati Thakur is saying, giving his own Vyas Puja tithi. The annual observance of Vyas Puja, further down, the annual observance of Vyas Puja is the beginning of worshipping the spiritual master throughout the year. Very powerful sentence. It's not that Vyas Puja, you celebrate Vyas Puja and then ho gaya. Abhi next year. Purcha lok, varshi lok kariya. Aisa nahi chalta, Vyas Puja. Vyas Puja marks the beginning that now whole year I'll worship Gurudev. Look at the annual observance of Vyas Puja is the beginning of worshipping the spiritual master throughout the year. Yashastri Sandhyam. Every day, at least three times a day. Vande Guru Si Charana Arvindam. Another name of Sri Vyas Puja is Sri Guru Pada Padme Padyarpan or Padyarpan, water, bathing the lotus feet of the spiritual master with five ingredients, Panchamrit, milk, yogurt, honey, ghee, and sugar syrup. Panchamrit, bathing the lotus feet. There is a video on YouTube of Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. The inner desire of the spiritual master is to properly serve Lord Krishna. So the spiritual master is sitting and we are washing his lotus feet with Panchamrut. But what is the bhava? That the spiritual master is engaging us in the service of Krishna. Guru wants us to connect with Krishna. That is why our well-wishing guide and predecessor spiritual master, our Acharya Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, has glorified our primary guru, Srila Rupa Goswami, as follows. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. This is a pranam mantra of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is guru. And what is guru doing? Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Bhutale. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada give me shelter under his lotus feet? Srila Rupa Goswami, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the mission of the Guru. The mission of the Guru is the mission of the previous Guru. Previous Guru. Like that. That is real Guru. So this is the these are the verses that were assigned today. And basically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to celebrate the Vyasa Puja of Sri Nityananda Prabhu in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now, if you see Chaitanya Charitamrit, there is a pastime where Sri Nityananda Prabhu celebrates with the devotees the Vyasa Puja of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is reciprocal. Both Chaitanya Nitai, they are always glorifying and worshipping each other. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Sri Nityananda Prabhu, where should we celebrate your Vyasa Puja? Where should we celebrate your Vyasa Puja? So I would like to speak a little bit about Vyasa Puja. So this is one verse I want to share with all of you. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Fourth Vilas, verse number 344. Hari Bhakti Vilas. Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami have mentioned this verse here. Prathamam tu gurum pujya tatascaiva mamarchanam kurvan siddhim avapnoti anyatha nishphalam bhavet. Prathamam tu gurum pujya. First, one must worship Sri Guru. Tatascaiva mamarchanam. Then you worship Krishna. Krishna is saying, then you worship me. If you don't do this, then anyatha nishpalam bhavet. And if you do this, kurvan siddhi mahapnuti. You will attain perfection in your bhajan. Your mantra will become siddha, your bhajan will become siddha. You will attain perfection in your sadhana. But if you don't worship Guru before Krishna, then nishpalam bhavet. Your puja will be useless if you directly try to approach Krishna. Krishna himself is saying. So we have to be very careful. This is one important verse. Now I want to share a few more verses with all of you. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 19th chapter, verse number 19 onwards. Krishna is describing to Uddhavji, Bhakti Yoga Puraya Voktaha Priya Manaya Te Anagha Punascha Kathayishyami Madbhakte Karanam Param. Lord Krishna, the supreme authority, the Vasudeva Jagadguru, the guru of all gurus, Sri Krishna Bhagwan, is telling his very, very dear devotee, Sri Uddhavji. What? O sinless Uddhav. Anagha. O sinless Uddhav. Because you love me. Because you love me, I previously explained to you the process of bhakti. Bhakti yoga. I have explained to you. Bhakti yoga. Purva uktah. I spoke to you. Uktah. Pura. Previously, bhakti yoga. Now I will again explain the supreme process for achieving loving service unto me. Mad bhakti. Karanam param. You want param bhakti for me? I will tell you again now the method. Krishna is telling Uddhav. This is Uddhav Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. 11th canto, 19th chapter. Text 19 onwards. So Krishna is going to describe a process by which we can get Krishna prem. You can achieve loving service to me. So everybody is interested? So now let's go to the beautiful verses. So verses 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Krishna is going to give us the formula, how we can attain love for him. श्रद्धामृत कथायां मे शश्वन मद अनुकीर्तनम परिनिष्ठा च पूजायां स्तुतिभि स्तवनम मम आदर परिचर्यायां सर्वांगैर अभिवंदनम मदभक्त पूजाभ्यादिका सर्वभूतेषु मन्मतिः मदर्थेश अंगचेष्टा च वचसा मद गुणेरणम मय अर्पणम च मनसः सर्वकाम विवर्जनम मदर्थे अर्थ परित्यागो भोगस्य च सुखस्य च इष्टं दत्तं हुतं जप्तं मदर्थं यद् व्रतं तपः एवं धर्मैर्मनुष्याणाम् उद्धवात्मनिवेदिनाम् मयि संजयते भक्तिः कोऽन्योऽर्थो अस्यावशिष्यते. Translation: firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastime. See the words. Shraddhamrita kathayamme. In my kathamrita, you should have shraddha. Firm faith in the blissful narrations of my pastimes. And then constantly chanting my glories. How important is that? Shashvan mad anukirtanam. Shashwat means always, perpetually, you do my kirtan, do Krishna kirtan. Have unwavering attachment to ceremonial worship of me. Worship according to Pancharatri Vedi. Achche se karo. Nice flowers, nice agarbatti, nice ghee lamps, clean paraphernalia. Do nicely. Achaman karke. Praising me through beautiful hymns. Different ashtakams are there. Radha Kundashtakam, Shyam Kundashtakam. Vrindavanashtakam, Nandanandanashtakam, Radhikashtakam, you worship me with Chaitanyashtakam, all these beautiful hymns in Sanskrit, Bengali and other languages written by the pure devotees. Great respect for my devotional service. One should have respect for adara, adara paricharyayam, respectful worship, respect for devotional service. Offering obeisances with the entire body. Sarva andam. Abhivandanam. One should offer obeisances. For men, ashtanga dandavat. Complete. Like a stick. For women, panchanga dandavat. Offering obeisances with the body. Maam namaskuru. Madhyaji maam namaskuru. See, those things are repeated again and again. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata. Only difference is in Srimad Bhagavata, more details are given. Then, performing first class worship of my devotees. Mad bhakta puja bhyadika. Performing first class worship of my devotees, knowing that it is better than my worship. Mad bhakta puja bhyadika. See, if you go to the where is mad bhakta puja bhyadika? Haan, mad bhakta puja bhedika. Worship of my devotee is most prominent. And then one may say that, okay, then I will only respect the devotees and I will treat others who are not devotees the way I want. No. Performing first worship of my devotees and consciousness of me in all living beings. Sarva bhuteshu mat matihi. Yomam pashyati sarvatra. Pandita samadarshan. Krishna is emphasizing this point that we should see that everybody is ansh of Krishna. Everybody is a part of Krishna. Mama amsha jiva loka jivuto sanatana. So in this way, Krishna is describing these various principles by which we can attain love for Krishna. Offering of ordinary bodily activities in my devotional service. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. Use of words to describe my qualities. Krishna Kirtan again. Guna Kirtan. Offering the mind to me. Man Mana. Mai Arpita Mano Buddhi. See the same themes. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. They are repeated. rejection of all material desires, giving up wealth for my devotional service, renouncing material sense gratification and happiness, when it is against Krishna consciousness, performing all desirable activities such as charity, sacrifice, chanting, vows, austerities with the purpose of achieving me. Yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad juhosi, dadasi, yad yad tapasasi, tat kurushva, madarpana. For Krishna. For Krishna. Krishna prityartham. For the pleasure of pleasing Krishna. Samsidhir haritoshana. These constitute actual religious principles by which those human beings who have actually surrendered themselves to me automatically develop love for me. What the purpose or goal could remain for my devotee? So here, now look at the purport. Purport begins with, so many things are described. Purport begins, Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadhika. The words Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadhika are significant in this verse. Abhyadhika indicates superior quality. The Lord is extremely satisfied with those who offer worship to his pure devotees. And he rewards them accordingly. Aradhana Nam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhana Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadhyanam Samarjana. Krishna saying, more important than my worship is worship of my devotee. Once, and the devotee always is very humble. Once, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, he came to temple and he sat on the Vyasasana to give class. And naturally, they brought a flower garland to honor and welcome Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj just looked at Srila Prabhupada's Sri Vigraha and noticed that Prabhupada's garland is not as opulent as the one that was being offered. So he stopped. He said, wait. He took the garland and offered it to Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada's prasadi garland was given to Maharaj. Yeah. So always, a devotee is very humble. But a devotee, we should try our best to worship the devotee as best as we can. Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadhika. Another verse I want to share with all of you. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 11.17.27. 11th canto, 17th chapter, text 27. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is very special. So 11.17.27. Again, Krishna is instructing. Krishna is saying, Acharyam mam vijaniyan navam manyeta karhichit namartya buddhyasuyeta sarvadeva mayo guruhu. Very important verse. One should know the Guru, Acharya, as myself. Acharya Mam Vijaniya. You should know the Acharya to be as good as me. Guru is as good as Krishna. And one should never disrespect Guru in any way. Nava Manyeta Karhijit. Na Ava Manyeta. One should never disrespect Guru. Ever. Na Martya Buddhya Suyet. One should not have martya buddhi. One should not consider Guru to be ordinary man. And asuyeta. One should never envy Guru. One should never envy Guru. Why? Sarva deva mayo Guru. Because all the devatas, they reside in the body of the Guru. And this verse also appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Leela 1.46. And Srila Prabhupada has given a purport. One should read this purport. I will read the last paragraph of this purport. The whole purport is very important, but in the interest of time, we have only 12 minutes. These are Srila Prabhupada's words from Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. Last paragraph. The real Vedic philosophy is Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. Which establishes everything to be simultaneously one with Krishna and simultaneously different from Krishna. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami confirms that this is the real position of a bona fide spiritual master. That he is one with Krishna, at the same time there is a difference also. He is Sakshad Hari. He is not Hari. He is as good as Hari. But he is not Hari. We don't offer Tulsi leaves at the feet of a Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. They are Guru. They are Acharya. They are Sampradaya Acharyas. But we don't. We don't offer Tulsi leaves at the feet of our Gurudev. No. So they are Sakshad Hari. One may say, oh, they are Sakshad Hari, then why not offer? Because Achintya Bhed, Abhed. There is abhed, but there is bhed also. Okay. Now, if you read this purport, this paragraph that we are going to read, you will experience great joy today. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami confirms that this is the real position of a bona fide spiritual master and says that one should always think of the spiritual master in terms of his intimate relationship with Mukunda, Shri Krishna. This comes from, I think, the second verse of Manashiksha by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. In Manashiksha, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says how we should think of Krishna. We should always think of Krishna as an intimate associate of Krishna. Intimate associate of Mukunda. Das Goswami says, Guru means someone very dear to Krishna. Kintu Prabhu Reo Priya Eva Tasya. Srila Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha 213 has clearly defined that a pure devotee's observation of the spiritual master and also Lord Shiva, who is also Acharya, as one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists in terms of their being very dear to the Lord. Not identical with Krishna in all respects. In simple words, Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha 213 has said that the oneness of Guru with Krishna has to be understood in terms that the Guru is so dear to Krishna, that they are one. Like a child is so dear to the parent, that if the child is sick, the parent is uncomfortable. If the child is happy, the parent is happy. They are one. In love. Similarly, Guru and Krishna are one in love. Mm-hmm. Shivaji and Krishna are one in love. See, it is mentioned here. Because Shivaji also is Vaishnava Acharya. Mm-hmm. Vaishnavana Vatha Shambhu. And they are not identical in all respects with Krishna. It's not like our Gurudev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. No. There is a difference. Guru is Jiva and Krishna is Jagdish. But this Jiva is in so much love with Jagdish and serves Jagdish so much that Jagdish loves this Jiva in a very special way. In that sense, they are one. Like a father and son. In terms of, they are very dear to Lord. Following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami, later Acharyas like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have confirmed the same truths, same Siddhanta they are giving. In his prayer to the spiritual master, Sri Guru Ashtakam, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that all the Samastha Shastra, all the revealed scriptures accept the spiritual master to be identical with the personality of God Hari. Because Priya Evatasya. Because he is very, very dear and confidential servant of the Lord. Confidential servant, very dear servant of Krishna. Therefore, they are one. They are always together. Naranarayan, always together like that. Now listen, we are coming to the ecstasy invoking sentence. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, therefore, worship Srila Gurudev, the spiritual master, in the light of the spiritual master being the servitor of the personality of Godhead Krishna. In all the ancient literatures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered to be either, number one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani, or number two, manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. So Guru is either Shaktyavesha avatar of Nityananda, Shaktyavesha Swarupine, or Radha Priya Sakhi. This is what Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is saying. Chilla chilla ke kehte the Gaur Govind Maharaj. Gurudev is Radha Priya Sakhi. Radha Priya Sakhi. Yeah. And Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj has said about our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, that he is Shaktyavesha Swarupine. Nityananda Swarup ke Shaktyavesha avatar hai. These are the two ways we see Guru. Guru is a representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Adi Guru, Guru Tattva. Or that is in the Gaur Leela. Because Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Yatacha Nagaradigaram Sarvatar Prachar Havyamoranam. And who is the preacher of Mahaprabhu's army? Nityananda Prabhu. Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Amaragya Karoya Prakash Kriya Kriya Prati Gehe Karoi Bhiksha Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Karo Krishna Shiksha. So Mahaprabhu empowered Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to go and preach. Our Guru Varga, they are all preachers. So they are representatives of Sri Nityananda Prabhu Shakti in Gaur Leela. That same guru in Vrindavan is not preaching. That same guru in Vrindavan, in Vraj Swarup, is Radha Priya Sakhi. This Siddhanta should be clear. There is a Gaur Leela Swarup of Guru, where he is doing Gauravani Pracharine. And then there is a Vraj Swarup of Guru, where Krishnot Kirta Hai Radhe Vrajate Vike Chalalite. And that is the six Manjaris, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So this has to be understood. Let's go to the next verse. So there are several verses like this, which I wanted to discuss. This is from the Sudama Charitra, Sudama Leela. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 80, text 34. Very famous verse, 10.80.34, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself is saying, Naham ijya prajati bhyam tapaso pashamenava tushyeyam sarva bhutatma guru shushrushaya jyatha. Krishna is saying, I, the soul of all beings, Krishna is saying, I am Paramatma and I am telling you, I am not as satisfied by ritualistic worship, ijja. I am not satisfied by Brahminical initiation, prajatibhyam. I am not impressed by tapasa, penances, or even upasa, upashamena, shaman, to control, be very self-controlled. Bilkul, milk drinking brahmachari, or strict brahmacharya, or sleeping on the floor, or like Durvasa Muni, going many days without food. I am not impressed by all that. Na tushyam. I am not satisfied by upashamena, by self-control. As much as I am by Guru Shushrushaya, by rendering menial service, faithful service. Shushrushaya means intimate service, with intimacy. Ye mere hai, Guru. With intimacy. Service to one's Guru. In short, Krishna is saying, I am, of all the processes, I am most satisfied by faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master. Once I had asked a very great Mahabhagavat, Harikatha kinse sunni chahiye? Who should we hear Harikatha from? Said, you should hear Harikatha from a Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhagavatam Bhakta Bhagavat se sunna chahiye. Then I asked, par Bhakta Bhagavat jo Bhagwan ke, those are pure devotees of Krishna, Uttam Adhikaris, they are rare. Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is rare. If pure devotional service is rare, pure devotees are rare. This is the beginning of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. So if pure devotees are rare, then what to do? Then the Acharya told me, you can also hear from Guru Sevaks. If somebody is a Guru Sevak, he may not be very advanced right now, but his pramanikta se, ekdam, honestly, he's serving his Guru to the best of his or her ability. You can hear from such a Guru Sevak also. Because that Guru Sevak is empowered. But one who is not a Guru Sevak, one who is just speaking Harikatha to promote himself or herself, then not a very ideal standard. One should not hear. One should not give our Shravanendriya to such a person. We can give our ears to the pure devotee and to someone who is a sincere Guru Sevak. Two types of person. Last verse for today. This is our Prahlad Maharaj. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.15.26. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.15.26. Prahlad Maharaj. So in this is the last chapter of the 7th canto. Actually, Shripad Narad Muni is giving these instructions. These are instructions given by Shripad Narad Muni. Yasya Sakshad Bhagavati Jnana Deepa Prade Gurau Martya Saddhi Shrutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara Shauchava. There is Parishit Maharaj saying Manye Kunjara Shauchava, Sarvam Kunjara Shauchava. Beautiful verse. Shripad Narad Muni is instructing in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.15.26, the spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord. If someone asks, Are tum log bolte sakshat hari, par wo to ek ashtakam hai. Recently, 400 years ago, one acharya wrote, Chakravarti Pad, ashtakam hai. Humko shastron praman likhao. बहुत प्रमाण है, यस्य देवे परा भक्ति रथा देवे तथा गुरु, दिस अनदर प्रमाण फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम, श्रीमद नारद मुनि सिंह, यस्य साक्षात भगवती ज्ञान दीप प्रदे गुरु, गुरु इज साक्षात भगवान, द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुड बी कंसिडर्ड डायरेक्टली, इवन द वर्ड इज सेम, साक्षात हरि साक्षात भगवती, द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुड बी कंसिडर्ड टू बी डायरेक्टली द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड भगवान, गुरु इज भगवान, इसीलिए इन वृंदावन समय जैसे गुरुदेव भगवान की जय, इसे लाइक दैट भागवतम, द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुड बी कंसिडर्ड टू बी डायरेक्टली द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बिकॉज He gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Chakshurun militam yena, tasmai shri gurave namah. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. Everything is frustrated. One cannot have jati buddhi, nara buddhi towards one's guru or towards any guru, Mahabhagavat. It's very sad, but one senior devotee said this recently. One guru is having some difficulties. So one of the disciples went to this devotee for guidance. And this senior devotee told the disciple, I had told you, take initiation from an Indian-born guru. Hare Krishna. If you take Diksha from a non-Indian born guru, a guru who is not born in a Brahman family, this is what will happen. Hare Krishna. Martasyadhi. One should not have Martya Buddhi. We should not consider a guru to be ordinary human being. Ordinary people from a Vyavaharik point of view may be affected by the family in which they are born, their culture, their habits. But from a paramarthic point of view, one should not talk like this. And this is a paramartha marg. ISKCON is paramartha. It is not something that is dealing with dharma, artha, kama, moksha. It is dealing with Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. Prema pumartho mahan. We are after the pancham purushartham, not the chatush purushartham. So when we are on the path of pancham purushartha, Krishna prem, to talk like this is not good. Because there are many devotees who are born in Western families, Western world, who are pure devotees. Past and present. And in the future also there will be. So to say that one should take initiation from an Indian-born guru only, it is evidence that this devotee is not practicing what he is reading. Because in Nectar of Instruction, this is mentioned, that sometimes in Ganga there is budbuda fena panka. There may be mud, there may be bubbles, there may be foam, but Ganga is still Brahma. It is still spiritual, it is still transcendent. Similarly, a guru may have appeared with a fair skin or with a dark skin, or may have appeared in America or Africa or Europe or Australia. But if Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guru Hai, not Jai Bharat Bhumi Janme Sei Guru Hai, no. Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guru Hai. So one should not have Martya Buddhi in one's guru. Otherwise, everything will be frustrated. Shri Narad Muni is saying. How? His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bathing of an elephant. Sarvam kunjara shavachalat. They may bathe in the knowledge of nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and appear very learned. And they know, they have knowledge, but the problem is they are not able to follow. They are failing. They are getting an F grade when it comes to practice. Preaching A grade. Swadhyaya A grade. A grade. Understanding A grade. Acharan F. Fail. And who is a guru? Acharya. Aur tum acharan mein fail ho gaye. So you cannot become guru. You may have a lot of knowledge. You may have followers. You may have Shastra Yukti, but if you don't have Shastra Anusar Acharan, then you get an F grade, you get a fail grade. I am not saying, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Sarvam Kunjara Shauchavat. It is like the bathing of an elephant. You bathe in the Ganga of Shastra, and then you have Martya Buddhi towards Guru, you have put dirt on yourself. Hare Krishna. I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is recommended that one honor the spiritual master as being on an equal status with the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastri. This is enjoined in every scripture. Acharya Mam Vijaniyat. We read that verse. You should know the Acharya to be as good as me. Acharyam Mam Vijaniyat. Krishna is saying, one should consider the Acharya to be as good as Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In spite of all these instructions, if one considers a spiritual master an ordinary human being, one is doomed. His study of the Vedas and his austerities and penances for enlightenment are all useless, like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant bathes in a lake quite thoroughly, but as soon as it comes out on the shore, it takes some dust from the ground and strews it over its body. Thus, there is no meaning to the elephant's bath. One may argue by saying that since the spiritual master's relatives and the men of his neighborhood consider him an ordinary human being, what is the fault on the part of the disciple who considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being? This will be answered in the next verse. But the injunction is that the spiritual master should never be considered an ordinary man. One should strictly adhere to the instruction of the spiritual master. We should not do Guru Ravagya. We should obey. Obey Guru. For if Guru is pleased, certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. Yasya prasadad, bhagavat prasadu. And yasya aprasadan, then nagati kutopi. If Guru is displeased, then we are lost. Because if we make a mistake, then Guru will fight with Krishna for us. And if Guru is displeased, then we have no hope. Krishna is displeased. Because a Guru has a relationship of love with Krishna. Once a disciple during initiation promised Gurudev, from today I will follow the four regulative principles. From today I will chant 16 rounds minimum on my japa beads attentively. I will serve in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. And the spiritual master also came in Aver. He said, then I also take a vow that in this lifetime you will get Krishna. If you follow this, what you just spoke, then I take a vow, you will get Krishna in this lifetime. And if you don't get Krishna in this lifetime by following this, then I will fight with Krishna. But if you break these principles, then I will fight with Krishna to punish you. That punishment also is mercy. So, okay. We'll stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Take home message is that we are very, very fallen. We have no hope in this world. We are filled with material desires. We are lazy and complacent. We are kapati. We have all three types of kapat. We are dhan kapati, we are bal kapati, and we are prem kapati. We show ourselves in front of others as more advanced. We don't do bhajan when we have the strength to do bhajan. And we are greedy about hoarding up money. We have to become nishkapat and surrender to Guru. And live our life the way Guru says. Karishye vachan. That should be the motto of the life of a devotee. That first Arjun said, that shishyaste aham, I am a shishya. Sadhi maam, instruct me. Tvam prapanam, I am surrendered to you also, instruct me. And then when Krishna instructed, then Arjun says, nashtam ho smritir labha. Karishya vachanam tava. I understood what is to be done. Now I know what my duty is. Now I will do as you say. Karishya vachanam tava. That is a disciple. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful class, Prabhuji. You have made us study very well Srila Prabhupada's purpose by pulling up so many verses, understanding what is the glories of Guru and how a disciple should be there. And how, especially, I really like the point where you are saying, F fail for the practice. putting in a practical life every day that we are reading. I am there, Prabhuji. I don't know. I always get failed by applying it. I read, I hear, but I never apply. I agree that point for F, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I have to work very hard to get a pass mark over there. Please pray for me and bless me so that I can do that, Prabhuji. Thank you. We have the raise hands, Prabhu. Do you have time for the question and answers?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Nishtha Bhakti Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. I'm so glad to see you, Prabhuji, on Zoom. I used to hear all your lectures on YouTube, and it is my great fortune that on this auspicious occasion of Ekadashi, I could have your darshan. Thank you so much. And it was a bliss hearing you. So I have a small doubt, Prabhuji. As you said that Guru is a representative of Nityanand Balram. He is Adi Guru. And we should consider Brahmaji and Shivji also as Guru. So have I got it right?
Yes. All these personalities like Shankar Bhagwan, Lord Brahma, they are Guru because there are four Vaishnava Sampradaya and they are Sampradaya Acharya of their Sampradayas. Like there is Rudra Sampradaya, Acharya is Shivji. There is Brahma Sampradaya, Acharya is Brahmaji. So they are also Gurus, very big Gurus, Acharya Gurus, Sampradaya Acharya Gurus. Brahmaji came again in Gaur Lila in our Sampradaya as Srila Haridas Thakur. Naam Acharya. Again is Acharya. Like that. So yes, they are Gurus.
So Prabhuji, does it goes for other demigods as well?
Other demigods, they may also act as Guru if they are pure devotees. Like Ganeshji, Kuberji. They also have their followers. And they also preach. Nala Kuber Manigrive after getting darshan of Damodar and getting mercy of Shri Narad Muni, when Krishna delivered them, they went back, not to the spiritual world, but they went back to their position as sons of Kuver, Nala Kuver and Manigrive. So my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, was asked that if we get darshan of Krishna, then we should be liberated. So why they didn't go to Vaikuntha? Why they went back to the heavenly kingdom? So Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj replied that they were liberated, but they went back to their heavenly abode to preach and to do Krishna's mission, to fulfill Krishna's mission. And then they appeared again in Vrindavan as Madhukantha and Snigdhakantha. Srila Jiva Goswami writes in Gopal Champu, two poets in the court of Nanda Maharaj who always sing Krishna's glory. Madhukantha and Snigdhakantha. They were Nala Kuber and Manigrive. So in the heavenly world, they went back, but fully realized, fully self-realized. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he had darshan of Krishna and he came back to his kingdom and ruled as a king for thousands of years, but in a completely self-realized Siddha Avastha. So Nala Kuber Manigrive also went back in Siddha Avastha to glorify Krishna in the heavenly world, because the devatas also want to hear. So yes, even demigods may play the role of Guru, because demigods are devotees. So if a demigod is a pure devotee, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, say Guru hai. In Mahaprabhu's Leela also, so many devatas, they came and they took incarnation. Vidurji came in Krishna Leela. Yamraj, he's a demigod, he came as Vidur. He was a Guru. He was Guru to Pandavas. So yes, one can become Guru as a demigod also.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Nishtha Bhakti Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Lavanya Mataji.
Hare Krishna, please accept my pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your kind words and all those beautiful verses that you explained. I had two questions. First is that how we really surrender to Guru? Because surrendering just by saying, it's not like we are saying and we surrender. Surrendering consists some qualities and acharan that we need to follow. And second is that how we actually become nishkapat so that actually we can surrender to Guru. What are the practical ways that we can be nishkapat?
Hare Krishna. surrendering to Guru is the same as surrendering to Krishna. Sharanagati, the six limbs of Sharanagati. Beginning with Anukulya Sankalpa, Pratikulya Varjanam. Doing things that are favorable for what Guru has instructed and not doing things that are unfavorable. This is the meaning of surrender to Guru. Surrendering to Guru means only two things. Remember two things. Surrendering to Guru means to do what is favorable to Guru service and to give up things that are unfavorable. I'll give you an example. When Ram, Lakshman, Sita went on Vanvas because of Kaikeyi, when Bharat and Shatrughna came from their maternal grandfather's home, they saw that Manthara was dressed very opulently and she was giving away gifts because now her mistress, Kaikeyi, would become the principal queen and principal queen's son, Bharat, would become the king and she will naturally become the most powerful servant in the palace. So she was celebrating. And here, Bharat and Shatrughna had just come from the cremation of Dasharatha Maharaj. They did the cremation. They are coming to Kaikeyi's palace. And outside the palace, they are seeing Manthara dressed nicely with cosmetics, jewelry, and she's giving away gifts happily. Shatrughna could not take it. He went, he grabbed Manthara by the hair and dragged her on the floor, drew his sword, said, "I'm going to cut your head. You are such a sinful, you are the murderer of Dasharatha Maharaj. And now you are celebrating the death of the king. You deserve to be killed." And he was right. Bharat stopped him. And Manthara was screaming for Kaikeyi for help. "Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi, Devi, help, help." Kaikeyi came running from the palace. And she was telling Shatrughna, "Don't do this, Shatrughna. She's a woman. Don't kill a woman." Shatrughna would not listen to Kaikeyi. He was about to behead Manthara. Bharat told his younger brother, Shatrughna, "Shatrughna, don't do this. Do you think Ram will be happy?" Anukulya sankalpa, pratikulya varjanam. You think when Ram comes to know that you dragged Manthara, who is like our mother, because she's a maid. She's like our mother. You dragged her by the hair and you beheaded her publicly. Do you think Ram will appreciate this? Shatrughna said no. Okay. Now we are going to the forest to call Ram back to Ayodhya. If Ram comes to know that this is what you have done, do you think Ram will come with us? Shatrughna said no. Bharat said, "Don't stop." Immediately stopped. So any situation in life, surrender means anukulesa sankalpa, pratikulesa varjan. Do what is favorable for Guru. Do what Guru will be happy with. And don't do what will displease Guru. If one can follow these two principles, then one is considered surrendered. Okay? Second question was how to become nishkapat. Kapatta comes when we have desire for material enjoyment. Why are we kapati? Why is somebody dhan kapati? Because he wants to enjoy the wealth. He's a kripana. He's a miser. He wants to enjoy the wealth, do sense gratification with the wealth. Why is someone bal kapati? Because he's attached to laziness. Nidra alas, mode of good ignorance. And why is somebody prem kapati? Because wants respect, pratishtha, man, samman in the assembly of devotees. Everybody should respect me. So all kapat comes from desire for sense enjoyment. Desire for sense enjoyment goes away when we develop attraction for Krishna bhakti. And we sincerely pray to Radha Madan Mohan. Because sense enjoyment attraction is Madan, Cupid, in different forms. It could be sexual gratification. It could be subtle gratification like pratishtha, honor, distinction. But material enjoyment means Madan. And if we pray to Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, like Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us, "Jayatam surato pangor mama manda mater gati mat sarvasva padam bhojo Radha Madan Mohan." Lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan are everything for me, mat sarvasva, and I am taking shelter of them because I am mandamati. I am a fool. But Radha Madan Mohan can attract this fool to their lotus feet, then the attraction of Madan will go away. So we should pray to Krishna for Nishkapatata. So three things you remember for Nishkapatata. Two things for Sharanagati, surrender to Guru. Do what is favorable for Guru and don't do what is unfavorable. That is considered surrender to Guru. For Nishkapatta, remember three things. One is that we have to sincerely pray to Radha Madan Mohan to make us Nishkapat. Because all Kapatta is coming from desire for sense enjoyment, which is Madan. So we pray to Radha Madan Mohan to make us Nishkapat. Secondly, we have to sincerely voluntarily try to give up our Kapatta. See, we are holding on to Kapatta, duplicity, consciously, voluntarily. So voluntarily, we have to give it up also. If somebody is holding a hot coal, burning coal in the hand and saying, it's burning, help, Sanatanita Prabhu, help, help. Prabhuji bolenge, are drop karo usko pehle. Hum kapatta ko pakde rakhe hai. Kaise chode? Chhod do. Voluntarily, consciously give up kapatta. Every situation where you are about to say, Prabhu, aaj nahi aunga, thak gaya hu. Prabhuji, I am feeling lazy, Prabhuji. Can you slap me? I should come with you. Let's go. Aur paise? Prabhuji, take it. Prabhuji, I want to be sincere like you. Can you please tell me? I am not sincere. If I tell you how insincere I am, you will stop inviting me to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. So voluntarily, we have to give up Kapatata. Can I share a very personal thing with you? Mm-hmm. Lavanya Mataji.
Sure, Prabhuji.
Few years ago, I developed a desire to chant extra rounds. And one day at night, a devotee came to meet me at home. And as he was going, now we had chanted 16 rounds together on Zoom or whatever it was. Maybe it was on phone or something. No, in those days, we used to put on the WhatsApp group 16 rounds completed in the morning. There was no Zoom that time. So he knew that I have chanted 16 rounds because everybody had posted 16 rounds chanted. So then he came in the evening and we were talking, and then he was leaving and I had my bead bag in my hand. So he asked, Prabhuji, chanting kar rahe? So I told him, Prabhuji, bahut rounds baki hai. Now he knew I had done 16 rounds and I said, bahut rounds baki hai. I have a lot of rounds left. With the intention that he will think, arre baap re, Adi Gada Prabhu kitne chanting karte honge. And I realized that this is kapat. I am doing it so that he will respect me. I am doing it so that he will think that I am chanting so many extra rounds. Because I told him that, Prabhuji, bahut rounds baki hai. I have a lot of rounds left. So he will calculate, arre, sabere 16 ki, abhi bahut baki, matlab, din mein kiye honge kuch, abhi aur karenge, pata nahi kitne karte. And he will have so much respect for me. Mataji, next day onwards, I could experience such difficulty in my chanting. My sankhya came down. It was very difficult even to chant 16 rounds because I did prem kapatiness with that devotee. Tried to show myself that I'm so advanced in front of him. I have experienced this personally. And it lasted for a long time, many, many weeks. I was just suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering. And then ultimately, I think Krishna is very merciful. Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But you see, those who are actually Nam Japaks, those who are actually the chanters of the holy name like Haridas Thakur, how humble they are. Rupa Goswami, how humble they are. So unless one is humble, unless one gives up prem kapatiness, it is very difficult to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So I shared this personal story to illustrate the point that this kapatiness is a very big obstacle in our spiritual path. So I hope this was okay, Mataji. So kapatiness,
so
voluntarily given up, consciously given up. We should be aware when we are being kapati and we should give it up. Okay?
Manji, thank you so much, Prabhuji. You told that there are three steps.
Pray to Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan. Second is consciously, voluntarily, knowingly give it up. And number three is practice bhakti sincerely so that we get taste in Krishna bhakti. Because remember, param drishtva nivartate. If we have a higher taste, then we will give up the lower taste for sense gratification, which is the mother of the three types of crookedness, kapatiness. So pray for taste, pray for naam ruchi. When we have ruchi in naam, then we don't care what someone is saying about us. When Gopal Chakravarti was criticizing Haridas Thakur, that I know Kali Yuga has started. Now these people born in Mlecha, Anteja families also are giving instructions on Vedas. Now I know Kali Yuga has started. He said like this about Haridas Thakur, Gopal Chakravarti. But Haridas Thakur was not at all bothered by that. Haridas Thakur was not bothered about Ramchandra Khan trying to spoil his reputation by sending a prostitute to his kutir. Haridas Thakur did not care. Why? Because he was tasting Harinam Amrit. He had Harinam Chintamani. Then why have chinta of other things if you have Harinam Chintamani? So third thing is, you do your bhajan sincerely, Brahma Murta Japa, all your sadhana, limbs of bhakti nicely, and pray to Krishna to give you taste in bhakti. When we get taste in bhakti, then we don't care about pratishtha. When we get taste in bhakti, then we don't care about holding excessive money. And when we have taste in bhakti, then we dance till we drop. And we do bhajan till we drop with lalyam. Okay? So remember those two things and remember the three things. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Ultimately seeking your blessings so that I pray in the right mood and be sincere.
Hare Krishna. I pray to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, that you become bhakti lavanya. Your bhakti becomes very beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Very beautiful questions and very nice answer, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Prabhu, we have two more raised hands. Do you have time?
I can do quickly.
Yeah. Ritu Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dandana Pranam, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks for a very enriching class. Prabhuji, my question here, you keep saying in your classes that Mahaprabhu is Patit Pavan, not Kapati Pavan. Like being deceitful is also a fallen condition. Jo kapti hoga, wo patit bhi to hoga na, Prabhuji. So why we are differentiating between being kapti and fallen?
Because the definition of patit is given by our acharyas. When Gaurang Prabhu came, he quoted a verse. I forgot the verse. But there is a verse in Sanskrit which defines patit. Who is patit? Patit is a person who knows what sinful activities are. They know what is dharma, they know what is adharma. But knowingly, they do adharma. That is a patit person. He knows that I should not break the four regulative principles, but he will break because he is lusty. So he knows this is wrong, but he will do it. That is called a patit person, fallen. But kapati person knows he is fallen, but shows that he is very advanced. Prem kapati. Bal kapati. He has the strength, but he will not do bhajan. And dhan kapati. He has money, but he will say, nahi hai paisa. Sorry. I forgot my wallet, he will say. So, there is a difference between patit and kapati. Patit person knows what is right and wrong, but because of his conditioning, because of hridaya dorbalyam, he does weakness of heart, he does what is wrong, ends up doing what is wrong. That is patit, fallen. But kapati person doesn't say, I am fallen. That is the disqualification. He is not humble. He doesn't even have the humility to own it that I am patit. Kapati person doesn't say I am patit. If he says I am patit, he will say to get respect. Sanatan Nitai Prabhu, I am very patit. Mere liye pray karna Prabhu ji, Radha Kund jaake pray karna mere liye. Then I will think, now Sanatan Nitai Prabhu will think, kya sincere hai Adi Gadar Prabhu. So the difference is a kapati person will not show that he is patit. That's why he's unqualified. And Mahapurush Patit Pavan. Mahapurush Patit Pavan. Jagai Madai never said we are Mahabhagavats. Jagai Madai never said we are Brahmins. Correct? That's why they got mercy. But Kapati person is one who doesn't have, but shows that he has. वो उधार की मर्सिडीज चलाते हैं, फ्रेंड की मर्सिडीज बोरो करके चलाते हैं, बोले आपकी है, हाँ मेरी है, दैट इज कपटी, दे विल नॉट गेट, दे विल नॉट गेट मर्सी ऑफ महाप्रभु बिकॉज दे डोंट क्लेम टू बी पतित ऑनेस्टली, एंड महापुरुष पतित पावन. इज दैट, डज दैट मेक सेंस ऋतु माता जी?
प्रभु जी हम कलयुग में तो पति तक कपटी दोनों ही है, isn't it?
आ, है ना, इसीलिए तो नहीं बात बन रही. तो कम से कम हमें जो कपट भाव है उसका त्याग करना चाहिए. वी शुड ट्राई टू गिव अप डुप्लिसिटी. वो तीन चीजें लावण्य माता जी एंड अनलेस वी गिव अप कपट वी विल नॉट गेट महाप्रभु. बिकॉज नित्यानंद गुरु जब गए रामचंद्र खान के घर पर, कहे कि हम आपके दुर्गा मंडप में एक रात्रि के लिए वास कर सकते हैं क्या? नीताई सर आप लोग यहाँ पे फिट नहीं होंगे, जाओ गौशाला. ठीक है बेटा, गौशाला चले जाएंगे. नित्यानंद गुरु वेंट टू गौशाला एंड देन मुस्लिम्स केम एंड देन फोर्सफुली लिव्ड इन द हाउस ऑफ रामचंद्र खान फॉर 3 days. कपटी, दिस धन कपटी. सो वी हैव टू वॉलंटरीली गिव अप कपटीनेस, प्रे टू कृष्णा टू गिव अप कपटीनेस, अदरवाइज विल नॉट गेट महाप्रभु. So it is serious. It's not that just chant and then ho jayega. Bahut time lagega. Bahut time lagega. Until we come to the point of Sharanagati, not possible. My Guru Maharaj says, in a recent class, my Guru Maharaj said that Sharanagati is the first step of entering the realm of Krishna Prem. Pure bhakti starts after Sharanagati. First step, he said, is the first preliminary stage, Sharanagati. So we should try to be surrendered and we should try to give up things that are pratikul, like kapatiness. Theek hai? Voluntarily, we should try to pray for that. That Krishna, please make me saral. I want to be simple in my dealings. I don't want to be kapti. Okay? Last question we'll take. Darshini Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have sent my questions in the chat in the interest of time.
Okay, 1 minute. Huh? काफी मैसेज, लॉट ऑफ मैसेजेस. ओके, हरे कृष्णा, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद. टू क्वेश्चंस. वन, समटाइम्स ड्यू टू नो टेस्ट फॉर चैंटिंग वी चैंट सम राउंड्स एंड देन वी मूव टू हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा और कृष्ण कीर्तन एंड देन ट्राई कमिंग बैक टू चैंटिंग. इज दिस कंसिडर्ड बल कपटी? नो, because you are going from one limb of bhakti to another limb of bhakti. It is a fact that we don't have taste right now, and that's okay. You chant for some time and then you hear harikatha. Harikatha will bring taste in chanting. Hari kirtan will bring taste in chanting. So that is not kapati, because you are remaining within navavida bhakti. Two, what can be the cause of one to envy the guru, and what is the precaution to be taken to avoid it? One will offend Guru for a couple of reasons. One is, if we offend other Vaishnavas, one day we will offend Guru also. Because one Vaishnavaprat gives birth to bigger Vaishnavaprat, bigger Vaishnavaprat, bigger Vaishnavaprat, like that. First, Ramchandra Khan offended Haridas Thakur, then offended Nityananda Prabhu with all the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. One Vaishnavaprat, and Kaviraj Goswami writes, because he had committed Vaishnavaprat previously, he did. This, what is his name? Daksha, Prajapati Daksha. First offended Shankar Bhagwan, then offended Narad Muni. So, one may offend Guru if one has a tendency to offend the other devotees, the grassroots soldier devotees, the bread and butter devotees, ordinary devotees, so to say, for lack of better term. If we have a tendency to offend, and we offend devotees if we offend non-devotees. I'm telling you, I have given this example many times. I knew this devotee who used to speak very rudely to non-devotees. We were going to Vrindavan and Chaiwala aaya. He just yelled at Chaiwala, "Hey, nikal yahan se. Dikhta nahi kya? Vaishnav hai. Kanti mara, hum chai piyenge. Chal hat." What is the need to yell at Chaiwala like this, bichara? Wo apna rozi roti kamane ke liye aaya hai. And this devotee fell down like anything. Even today, he is in a fallen state. And he is initiated, a very senior devotee. Very, almost he was on the level of becoming a counselor when he fell. Very, very sad situation I have seen. And he offended many people. A non-devotee came and sat. He said, "Idhar na baitho. Hum sab devotee udhar baitho. aisa. So if we have a very we look at disrespectfully towards non-devotees, one day we will disrespect devotees. We disrespect devotees, one day we'll disrespect Guru. And we disrespect Guru, we'll disrespect Krishna. And then we are finished. So that is one reason. Another reason is to have pride. If we have pride in our possessions, then we will offend Guru. For example, this person who bought the kela, the bananas, imported bananas. What precaution we should take to avoid? We should avoid martya buddhi in Guru. We should consider Guru to be Sakshat Hari. And we should try to practice this one principle that do not criticize anybody. It's a principle. My Guru Maharaj told me during my second initiation. When I asked him for a personal instruction, Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj personally told me, spread the sweetness of Krishna consciousness and do not criticize anyone. And when I was discussing this with a senior devotee, he told me, ki, Prabhuji, sab vedo ka saar hai ye do instructions mein. Agar ye do instructions follow karega koi, to kabhi problem nahi aayega bhakti mein. If you don't criticize anybody, and if you just chant Hare Krishna, spread the sweetness of Krishna consciousness, you remain in the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. It's the safest position in the world. Third is, I try but fail so many times in practicing what I learn from the Katha and Shastra. So how can I be hopeful that I'll be able to improve, although I am not able to? So what we hear in Katha, how to bring it in our Acharan, there are only two things. One is Sharanagati of Krishna, surrendering to Krishna and praying to Krishna for his ashraya, that Krishna, please, you give me the shamata, you give me the strength to follow what I'm reading in Shastra, what I'm hearing in Harikatha. And number two is constantly chanting the holy name. Constantly chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, I will show you one last thing before we hang up. There is one purport here, which Prabhupada is saying. See, this we read this. So this is the purport to the verses, four or five verses we read, na? Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 19th chapter, 20 to 24. So, unka jo usko jo purport hai, look at the last line of the purport. Look at the last line. I'm highlighting it here for you. The word japtam indicates that one should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. This is Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada is saying, we should constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. Sadatam kirtayantoma. That is the way to get the strength of following what we hear in the Shastra. We can hear a lot of instructions in the Harikatha, but the strength to follow it comes from Naam Bhajan. Constantly Naam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we have Naam Bal, then we'll get the Bal to follow the instructions of Harikatha. Okay, so we'll stop here. I hope this is okay, Darshani Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai
yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. Very, very grateful to you. Prabhu, there is many chat comments for glorifying the class, Prabhuji. But one question from Shivani Mataji is there, is that which book you are referring for this? One second, Prabhuji, I will just read. Please share the name of the book which tells more about the three kinds of devotees.
That is The Worship of Shri Guru by Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. Okay. Wait, I'll show you the book. One second.
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji.
This book. The Worship of Shri Guru.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
By Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Right. Such a sweet book. Yeah. So if there are no more questions and realizations, we can close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai His Great Atika Dadar Prabhuji Ki Jai
Jai Jai
Hare
Krishna
Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dhanvat Pranam
Hare Krishna Thank you again, Prabhu, for your very valuable association. If everyone is okay, we'll end the call. Hare Krishna.